Hello, everyone, and happy Super Bowl Sunday. It's always fun to see who shows up on Super Bowl Sunday, and you know, and I guess who doesn't? Although I don't actually take roll, but the crowd is always a little smaller on Super Bowl Sunday. It seems like, you know, so a lot of people find the Super Bowl to be interesting, don't they? I never have found the Super Bowl to be interesting. I've never found football to be interesting, but Ron is upstairs watching it, and I was sitting with him during the coin toss, and I thought the coin toss today was very interesting. For those of you who did not get to see the coin toss today, it was the sweetest thing in the world. It was George Bush Sr. They brought George Bush out and his wife out, a Navy person, what you call him, a sailor. A Navy sailor pushed him out in his wheelchair, pushed him out to the center of the field, and they handed him the coin and let him toss it. And it was just the cutest look on his face when he tossed it. You could see that he was putting all of his effort into just tossing that coin. You know, it was just so cute to watch him toss that coin. And if people were judging the toss, it by far was not the perfect toss. You know, there's a space that's cleared there in the middle with the Falcons standing on one side, I think, and the Patriots stand on the other side. And in the middle is where the coin is supposed to land. And it kind of veered off to the left and went into among the feet of the Falcon people, guys that were standing there. But it was just the cutest thing in the world. So although I won't be seeing the Super Bowl. Yeah, it was a roll rather than a toss. That's it. It was a roll. And so although I won't be seeing the Super Bowl, nor do I care about it, I got to tell you, I really, really, really enjoyed watching George Bush toss that coin. And, you know, you could tell he really enjoyed it. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. So I'm glad I got to see that part of the Super Bowl. but now I'm here. And, of course, this will be my last teaching for a couple of weeks. Next week is February 12th. The week after that is February 19th. And on those two Sundays, I will actually be in India. Oh, you're recording the Super Bowl so you can watch the coin toss later. That's good. That's good. I think you'll enjoy it. It's very cute. He's so cute. But yeah, February 12th, February 19th, I will be in India. However, I have given some recordings to Ken to play during this this time period. So there are some recordings that will be played. And then on the 26th, I will be back. So that's what's happening here. And in fact, I leave tonight right after Susanna Marie. She ends at 8 o'clock my time. It's 10 o'clock Eastern, but 8 o'clock my time. And as soon as she ends, I will be leaving. So everything is, all my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. Oh, there's Kate. Look, she made it. Better late than never, as they say. I heard that she was having technical problems. She finally was able to get in. That's good. So yeah, all my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. In fact, why don't we just see if I can find that song? Why don't I play that as my opening song? I'll have to go into YouTube for that because I don't have that in my playlist. But I'm sure we can find it. All my bags are packed. I'm ready to... It's leaving on a jet plane, right? Yep, here it is. Do we have a preference for John Denver or Peter, Paul, and Mary? Any preferences? Peter, Paul, and Mary. All right, so here we go. Peter, Paul, and Mary leaving on a jet plane.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the door
not really lonesome, but I like the song.
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't
Peter, Paul, and Mary leaving on a jet plane. Oops, it's starting again. We're going to stop it, though. We won't listen to it again. Funny how it started again, just like that. It was like, hey, listen to me again. All right, so what we're going to do tonight is the 7 steps to awakening, starting with quote number 750. So there is quote number 750 for you. That, of course, is actually not quote 750. I take that back. What I gave you was the link to 750 in my journal. And let me go ahead and read quote 750. The notion of I is utter ignorance. It blocks the path to liberation. The notion of I is utter ignorance. It blocks the path to liberation. Well, that's kind of interesting to me. Because today, those of you who are in the Gentle Healing Group, you know that today the workbook exercise we have been doing is my attack thoughts are attacking my invulnerability. And you know the exercise that we do is we say, I'm concerned about, and then we state what we're concerned about, and then we list all of the things that we're, you know, afraid will happen. And then, of course, at the end of that, we say that thought is an attack upon myself, and then we go to the next thing that we're concerned about, right? Well, I have been doing the exercise, and, you know, I've had some what I would call what on the surface appear to be minor concerns. And the reason I say that is just that, you know, the first time I did this workbook lesson back in 2004, I would have had what were perceived as major concerns. Like there were big things in my life that I was really worried about. And now it just doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel that way. Little things, you know, like the lady that does my nails for some reason this time decided to soak my nails. She's never done that before. This was on Wednesday. I went to get my nails done. See how important this is. And she decided to soak my nails this time for some reason. And they're splitting. They're splitting way down below the top of the nail, like splitting right across the middle of the finger. And they hurt a little bit. And here I am going off to India for 3 weeks. So, like, there have been a couple times I've kind of looked down and thought, gosh, I wonder if there's anything I can do, you know, so that my nails don't just, like, peel off while I'm in India. Yeah, so a little concern, not a big concern. I'm not overly worried, but when I close my eyes, this is so cool. When I close my eyes and I start, you know, I am concerned about my nails, you know, I'm afraid they're going to, split badly. I'm afraid they're going to hurt. I'm afraid they're going to look terrible, you know, and as I go down that list of concerns, what I seem to be getting to with every concern, which I think is extremely interesting to me, what I seem to be getting down to is this idea that people are going to stop seeing me, you know, on purpose, like they're going to lose respect for me, you know, they're going to, whatever reason, depending on the path I was following down, but it always gets down to people are going to stop seeing me. They're going to turn away from me and stop seeing me. And then underneath that is this, there's this thought I keep seeing today that if I'm not seen, I don't exist. Isn't that interesting? If I'm not seen, I don't exist. Now, what voice would say that? You know, that is clearly the ego being exposed here, right? If I'm not seen, I don't exist. And so I've been really noticing how, just nearly every single one of these drill downs that are happening naturally as we practice this exercise is coming down to that point. And so this particular quote says, "The notion of I is utter ignorance. It blocks the path to liberation." And clearly the ego, the ignorance, right? Clearly the ego, the ignorance, wants to be acknowledged. It wants to be acknowledged so that it can appear to remain. But as long as it's acknowledged, as long as it appears to remain, it blocks the path to liberation. So I think for me, it's really fun. I enjoy uncovering this hidden idea that is still in the mind that somehow I need to remain. What's a good way to put it? I don't want to give the wrong impression. Like, it's not important to me, as you guys know, that I have lots of followers or anything like that. So, and for some, you know, people, that is important, but it's not that kind of being seen. It's much, 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 much more subtle. You know, like, you know, maybe it's only two or three people that see me and the ego would still be happy. You know, like maybe, as long as Ron and Jasmine and Danielle acknowledge me, I'm okay. Like, it doesn't have to be this big public thing. But if nobody sees me, if nobody acknowledges me, if I have no more value, and I don't think the I here is truly me, not what I really am, obviously. I think the I here, it's the ego. You know, it is the ego. It's the false self. And if nobody gives me attention, what's going to happen to that false self? If everybody turns their back on me, including, I'm going to say Regina, you know, like even Regina, what if Regina turns her back on me? You know, what if everybody turns their back on me? I'll cease to exist. Yeah, I'll cease to exist. And so to see this over and over and over again today is a lot of fun. And again, we know at an intellectual level, we all know this, that the ego lives on our attention. But seeing its fear of not getting attention is a lot of fun. You know, because that's more than intellectual. When I drill down into my own mind, I drill down through my splitting nails, which they really are splitting. We'll see how I deal with that in India. And they could be painful if they split in the way they're aiming to split. You know, if I drill down into this concern about my splitting nails, and what I find at the bottom of that concern is, you know, no one's going to acknowledge me. I will cease to exist. I'm getting beyond intellectual. I'm seeing within my own mind this idea that I, the I here being, of course, the false self, I need attention. And my worst fear is not getting attention. And I suppose the part of me that you know, really is excited about healing, excited about awakening, however you want to call that, I'm real excited to see this in the mind. And I'm real excited to see this being uncovered over and over again and looked at with the light of awareness. This to me is a really good day. It's a really good thing. I've never uncovered this in my own mind before. So it's a really good day. It's a really good thing, and I'm enjoying it very, very much. So ignorance wants attention. Look at that. Look at it worded that way. For each and every one of us, right? Ignorance wants attention. So when we give attention, what are we giving attention to? Ignorance. How many of you would stand up and say, oh, me, 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 if I ask the question, who wants to give attention to ignorance? I don't know if anybody would stand up and go, me, 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 that's what I want. I want to give attention to ignorance. but I think it's really cool to notice that that's exactly what we're doing. You know, if we worry about our nails splitting or whatever else, we're giving attention to ignorance. We're keeping it alive with our attention. There's a YouTube video that I might play. Oh my gosh, that would mean I didn't teach tonight if I play this YouTube video, or I wouldn't teach too much because we'd be listening to the video instead. But I think it's really good. And I might do it. I've never done that before. Michael Langford recently posted he called it a meditation. But for me, I didn't experience it as a meditation. I experienced it as a pep talk, you know, like before those football players are playing the Super Bowl today, right? Their coaches are giving them some kind of a pep talk to get them all excited to go out there and, you know, win, 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 right? Well, that's how I kind of perceive this. I didn't perceive this as much as a meditation, as this pep talk to get, you know, to get us really excited about turning our attention away from the ego, away from the false self, away from the one that's worried about splitting nails or whatever, and to give our attention to awareness. You know, that's how I perceive this. It was a more of a pep talk to me. And in fact, Michael gets louder, more passionate than I've ever heard him get before. There's a lot of passion that comes through. You'll hear his voice getting loud, which is new for me. I think it might be new for him too. But that passion is a part of the pep talk. You know, what are you doing? You know, I mean, what are you doing feeding the ego with your attention when you know that's not what you want? You know, why aren't you focusing on awareness instead? That kind of thing. He doesn't use those words, but it's that kind of passion, right? So I think I will. I think I will just play this this recording. And I think it's wonderful for me to listen to this recording again the night before I leave for India. My intention in India is to spend a lot of time in meditation at Ramana Ashram. In fact, at Ramana Ashram, they have very hard floors and no chairs. You sit on these very hard floors and meditate, and I know that my body, my butt gets sore, my back gets sore. So I bought this wonderful seat, kind of like a bleacher's seat that you take to a ball game, that fits in my suitcase that I'm taking. I'm going to use that so I can sit there for long periods of time, focusing on awareness without the body being uncomfortable. So I'm really excited to go and really spend some time doing that. So why don't we listen to Michael's pep talk as a send-off for Regina. How's that sound? You know, it's because here we see Regina's ego wants attention. And let's listen to the pep talk. All right, so this is, let me know how the volume is, if you need me to turn it up. I'm going to turn my microphone around a little bit to face the speaker a little better. Oh, look at it. It's stubborn. It doesn't want to. There we go. It was like I was trying to turn it. It was staying pointing towards me. All right. Let me know how the volume is. This is called Be Aware of the Self Now, the Breakthrough Meditation. Breakthrough. That's exactly what we need, don't you think? Be Aware of the Self Now, the Breakthrough Meditation.
Normally, in a human life, all of the time is being given to the false identity, to thinking, thoughts, ideas, beliefs, concepts, desires, etc. So, the suggestion here is be willing to give some of your time every day to experiencing your true self. If it's 30 minutes a day, or an hour, or 2 hours, or whatever you're willing to set aside and let go of everything except the experience of your true self. People are usually lost in thought during all of their waking hours. Doing this, thinking this, I did this, I went here, I'm this way, I'm feeling this, I'm doing that, and lost in that. And all of that is supporting the continuance of the false identity. So to set that aside, to be willing to give up a certain amount of time every day just devoted to the direct experience of your true self. So, let's begin a guided meditation now. We can call that, title it, Being Aware of Your True Self Now, or the Direct Experience of Your True Self Now. So, when a human wakes up in the morning, there is an awareness, a background of awareness. Whatever happens, that background of awareness is continuous until someone goes to sleep at night. So thoughts come and go, but there is a background of awareness that is aware of those thoughts. Feelings come and go, there is a background of awareness that is aware. So I'd like you to shut your eyes now. and just be aware that you are aware. Just be aware of that awareness or consciousness. If you prefer the word consciousness, that's okay. But to be aware of that consciousness that is conscious now, it woke up in the morning, it continues to remain conscious, that is, but right now it's there. The awareness that is aware of these words you're listening to. Just be aware of that. Be aware of that awareness. Be aware of it. Now I want you to just say to yourself, that's who I really am, that awareness. I'm not these thoughts, these feelings, I'm just that awareness, that's who I am. But do far more than just say, I am that awareness. See that awareness, observe that awareness, and know that you are that awareness. So instead of just words, you're following an instruction to see something, to be aware of something. That's who you really are, that awareness. Just to be aware of that awareness. So, it's something like this. Instead of just saying, I am that awareness, saying that to yourself, which is fine as a good beginning, it's seeing, oh, I really am that awareness, that's me. I am that awareness. You see the difference between simply saying, I am that awareness, I am that consciousness, but being aware of that awareness right now, at this moment, right now, and seeing, oh, I am that awareness, that is me. So the meditation is just to remain with that awareness, just remain aware of that awareness. That is that awareness. Aware of that awareness. It's not two awarenesses. It's not two. One being aware of another. It's just one awareness being aware of itself. If thoughts come, don't follow them. Don't encourage them by following them, by continuing or following a particular kind of thought. If thoughts come, just ignore the thought. And continue to pay attention just to the awareness. That background of awareness that is there right now, that is there right now, that awareness, right now, to pay attention to that awareness that is there right now. And just remain with paying attention to that awareness, which is to stop giving any importance to thoughts or feelings or desires. If they come, don't encourage them, don't follow them, just let them go immediately. As soon as you become aware that a thought has occurred or a feeling has occurred or a desire has occurred, because thoughts, feelings, and desires are trivial nonsense that are supporting the false identity, that in fact are the false identity. So just to not, to be willing to give a break in your day from supporting the false identity, which almost every human being does, even people who think they're on the path to bring the false identity to a final end, tend to give so much importance to it. So what I'm saying now is give a break from this false identity and just focus on your awareness. Just observe your awareness. which is to treasure your awareness. Your awareness is your true self. So it's to cherish it, to value it so much that you're willing to give a break. Give a time, set aside time every day to give a break, to just focus on your awareness and see the thoughts as trivial nonsense. See the feelings as trivial nonsense. See the desires as trivial nonsense. Just temporary phenomena. Not your eternal true self. So cherish that eternal self, which is awareness. True self is awareness. So to be willing to just focus on that. So let's go back and do this again. Right now, be aware of your awareness. Be aware of awareness. Be aware of it. Pay attention to it. So that you're going to value that like it was the only important thing, because it is the only important thing. Pay attention to it. See, you are that awareness. That's who you are. Say to yourself, I am this awareness that I am aware of right now, right now, right now. This awareness that I am aware of right now is me, is who I really am. But in addition to saying it, see that. So it's more like a discovery, saying, oh, it really is me. Oh, it really is me. Oh, I see it. It's me. Oh, this is who I really am. So be aware of that awareness. So continuing this is just to remain with awareness of that awareness, just to pay attention to that awareness, which means to give it the highest priority, which is to value it, to treasure it. It's worth treasuring. It's worth putting this time aside just to focus on the awareness. Because that awareness is free of all sorrow, has been for all of eternity. It is infinite love, infinite happiness, infinite joy. And so, in a sense, this is, instead of just telling yourself you're devoted to the true self, whilst giving all your time to the thoughts and feelings and desires and the false identity, by setting this time aside for the awareness that you are, for being aware now of that awareness, right now being aware of that awareness, setting aside this time is actually being devoted to that awareness, and not just saying that one wants to realize the self when one isn't willing to even give anything up for it. So set aside some time. There is the battle. There is a doubt that will come. Well, you know, the true self doesn't wake up in the morning and go to sleep. So is this really my true self? And all these doubts that come. So let's just real quickly deal with that so we can move beyond it. It appears to wake up in the morning because one has spent one's entire life focusing on everything except it, ignoring the background of awareness and focusing instead on thought. If you really are willing to devote a tremendous amount of time every day to just observing this awareness, you'll find that, in fact, it is continuous. It continues even during the deep sleep state. It doesn't really wake up in the morning. But the reason it's so important to tell you the awareness that wakes up in the morning is it helps you identify what awareness is, what consciousness is. You wake up in the morning, that's consciousness. It's not the thoughts, it's that which is aware of the thoughts. It's not the feelings, it's that which is aware of the feelings. It's not the desires, it's that which is aware of it. And it woke up in the morning and it stays continuous, that background of awareness, until one goes to sleep at night. So it's a pointer to directly point it out to you so you know exactly what it is. So just be aware of what woke up in the morning, which is awake now, which is continuous throughout all your waking hours until you go to sleep again. Just be aware of it. In other words, just that simple thing only, which without adding anything to it, just to be aware of that awareness. If, as you proceed every day to give more and more time to this, which is to truly treasure that awareness, to value it, not just to the false identity pretending it's really placing value on that when it isn't, but to place enough value to give a lot of time observing this awareness, that awareness, which may start out seeming quite limited, as you gain skill in observing it, it will expand. And what's really happening when it expands is not that it's expanding, but you're becoming aware of the vastness of it. It's like you were sort of looking through a little tiny pinhole or little tiny telescope that can only just see this little field, and you suddenly become aware of infinite space. You become aware that this awareness that seems limited because you haven't gotten to know it yet, because you haven't spent the time needed to observe it every day, so it seems so limited to you, and it's just in your head, the awareness in your head, something like that. And so, as you begin to observe it, aware of what it really is, which is infinite awareness, not something in your head at all. Not in your head, but infinite awareness. And so it's just focusing on the awareness, but not on anything within the awareness. Not on the thoughts, feelings, desires, not on planets or stars, none of that. Just the awareness itself, which is to be dedicated to this awareness, which is yourself. To be dedicated enough and devoted enough to watch this, to observe this awareness. And to just continue observing it, that's all, something that simple, which means, all right, and what's the next step? The next step is continue to observe the awareness, that's all, just continue. So be aware now of that awareness, the awareness that woke up in the morning, that's there throughout all the waking hours until you go to sleep. Be aware of it right now, at this moment, it's there. It's there right now. It's there. It's that which is aware of these words, but it's not the listening to these words, and it's not the words, but that which is aware. Be aware of that awareness right now, and see, you are that awareness. And you can say to yourself, I am that awareness. That is me. That's who I really am. Not these thoughts, feelings, desires, this stuff that just comes and goes, but that continuous awareness is I. And that awareness, when you become aware of it, you'll find in all of eternity it hasn't had a break. far before the illusion of being a human or having a body or all those ridiculous nonsense lies, the idea of being a human or living on a planet or both, before any of that arose, this awareness was for all of eternity, before the whole illusion of the universe arose, this awareness has been there. So forget about the universe and the planets and your thoughts, feelings, and desires and everything that occurs within the awareness, and just focus on this fact. An awareness woke up in the morning and is there continuously during all the waking hours until you go to sleep at night. Be aware right now of that awareness. Right now. Just be aware of that awareness. Shutting your eyes helps a lot because it's just one more vehicle to shut out the external, the world. And so you can focus on that which is seeing instead of the seen. The seer instead of the seen. So that's, all right, so an awareness woke up this morning. Be aware of your awareness right now. And just focus on it. And if thoughts, sometimes you'll get skilled enough at this to where thoughts, feelings, and desires don't arise. And that'll be wonderful. But for now, if they do, just don't follow them. Don't continue them. Don't run after them. Don't participate. Your thoughts are trivial nonsense. Your feelings are trivial nonsense. Your desires are trivial nonsense. They're actually far worse than that. They are the false identity that leads to all the suffering and sorrow, all the different forms. And so, that which, the thoughts, feelings, and desires that think they're alive and to want to continue and therefore want to prevent you from being aware of your awareness, because they will ultimately come to an end so they don't want that. So if they try to distract you, just don't cooperate. Just view it as trivial nonsense or laugh at them like, oh, no, no, no. Because now you're someone who's actually begun to value yourself, your awareness, who you really are. And you say, oh, no, no, you're not fooling me. I'm not following you. Forget it, forget it. I'm not following you. I am not following these thoughts. I'm not following these feelings. I'm not following these desires. I will not follow them. No, 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 no. That's just trivial nonsense. So just remember when any of that distraction comes, just continue to pay attention to the awareness. Or if you prefer, you could say turn your attention around away from being aware of the thought towards that which is aware of the thought, towards the awareness. Away from a feeling towards that which is aware of the feeling. Something is aware of the feeling. That is the thing we're going to focus on in this meditation. We're going to focus, we are focusing on it right now. You see, to be aware of the awareness. So yeah, there are thoughts, there are feelings, there are desires, but what is aware of the desire? What is aware of the thought? What is the feeling? That is something different from the thought. Completely different from the thought. In fact, if you get to know the awareness fully, which means infinite awareness, which is probably not going to happen the first time you try this, that it will be infinite. But if you persist, you will get to know this awareness and realize it's much vaster than you thought. And at some point you'll realize this awareness has never had a thought in all of eternity. This awareness has never had a universe or a planet arise in it in all of eternity. This awareness has never had a desire arise in it, a thought, a feeling, a desire, a planet. That there are no human bodies in it, there are no animals, there are no plants, there are no planets, there are no stars, none of that has ever arisen in this. But you know, that will probably take, you probably will have to give up a lot of time in order to really know it fully. But just the fact that you're willing to give some time every day totally over to this, which means you're not feeding the false identity during this time. You're not cooperating with thoughts, feelings, or desires. You're not following them. You're not encouraging them. And if they come, you just ignore them. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. Just ignore them. And that is a reminder to focus totally, completely on the awareness again. If a thought or feeling or desire arises, it's a reminder to focus totally on only the awareness. And the key word is only here. Please hear this word only. Please see what this word only is pointing to. It's just awareness only. To have all of your attention totally focused only on your awareness. Attention focusing on attention. Awareness focusing on awareness. Awareness aware of awareness only. Not something else. Which means to be totally dedicated to that awareness, which is your true self. Not to pretend that you're dedicated and not be willing to give up this time to totally focus, but to truly be so dedicated that you're willing to give up time. And as you, from your practice, learn to value this awareness more and more, it may not be so difficult eventually for you to give up this time. You may want to give up more and more time for this. Because you're beginning to realize that everything else just leads to sorrow. It's all temporary. It's all trivial. And this awareness is your eternal life. Your eternal life. Your eternal true self. And you just... You just see through the trick of the mind that wants to lead you through something that is temporary, that is leading towards death, that is not eternal life, that is the focus on the trivial, and that's what the temporary is. It's just trivial illusion. So if you focus on the awareness, you can value that awareness and want to know it fully. Want to know its infinite nature, which is wanting to wake up, which means the dream ends. The dream that I am a body, I live on a planet called Earth, that I am these thoughts, I am these feelings, I am these desires, for it to end. To just focus on the awareness. So the meditation is simple. Just be aware that something woke up this morning. That's awareness, consciousness. That background is there all throughout the waking hours. It is that which is aware of thought, but it is not thoughts. It is that which is aware of desires, but it is not desires. It is that which is aware of feelings, but it is not feelings. And when you're not having any thoughts, feelings, or desires, that awareness is still there. Because it is just awareness. So to focus on just this awareness, to be willing to set aside time each day and focus on it. If you want to start small with like 30 minutes a day or something, okay, start small. But then as you begin to value focusing on this awareness and value this awareness which is yourself and cherish this awareness which is yourself, your true self, then give more time. But in other words, just give up all of the false self's pursuits for a period of time each day. And how much of the false self's pursuits are you willing to give up? Because they're leading nowhere, ultimately. They lead to the temporary. Being identified with the body, well, the body will die. I mean, it in so much different form, sorrow can come. So that life, not wanting to live in the illusion anymore. So that's the thing. So be aware of your awareness. Be aware of your awareness, the awareness that woke up in the morning, that background of consciousness that is there. But be aware of it right now. Do it right now. Be aware of that awareness now. Just be aware of it, that's all. And stay with it. That's really what's being communicated here. Okay, be aware, but then what? Then what? Stay with it. Stay with that awareness of awareness. which means you're valuing it, you're cherishing it, you're giving value to it. And you ultimately won't have to give value to it, because the more you get to know it, you'll realize it is the only treasure. It is the only reality, the only treasure, the only thing that is precious, the only thing that is sacred, and the only thing that exists. And you can realize that in direct experience. And to do that, you have to be aware of it. Give up time every day to be aware of this awareness. So do it now. Be aware of this awareness. Only the awareness. Only this awareness. Nothing but this awareness. That's all. It is your true self. And see, it is my true self. I see.
So there we have it. The coach giving us the pep talk, sending us out to win the game by giving attention to awareness instead of ego. Right. And like I said, it's interesting because this morning, no matter what I was looking at with the workbook lesson we're doing today, I kept getting down to this fear of not getting attention. And the next fear was not existing. Because without attention, the ego cannot exist. And again, the quote that we're listening to, or the quote that we're looking at, I should say, the notion of I is utter ignorance. Well, then why do we give it so much of our attention? If it's utter ignorance, like I said, if I asked you all, who here wants to spend all day giving attention to utter ignorance? How many of you guys would go, me? You know, fine, nobody would, but yet that's what we do. Right? When we're thinking about all of the things that we're thinking about, we're spending the day giving attention to utter ignorance, and that blocks the path to liberation. Now, what I haven't done, of course, since we were listening to Michael, and by the way, if anybody wants to go and listen to, like I said, he called it a meditation. I call it a pep talk. It's a pep talk that gets us to want to meditate, right? That gets us to want to focus our awareness on awareness instead of attention on thinking, right? But if you want to go and listen to the pep talk again, you can probably just search for Michael Langford and it will come up. But the name of the pep talk is Be Aware of the Self Now. So like if you typed in Michael Langford, Be Aware, it would probably pop up in YouTube. Be Aware of the Self Now. Let me go to the Regina Don Acres Seven Steps journal. I actually closed it in order to open that YouTube. So just take me just a moment to get back. By the way, I just want you guys to know I am not supportive of ISIS. The reason I say that is somebody hacked Regina Don Acres, and my Guiding Light post that I made earlier this week, they changed it to a pro-ISIS post. So I have deleted that, and I've changed my password, and I'm going to repost the Guiding Light. But while I'm in India, okay, if these people get into my website again and you get that Monday Regina Don Acres email that has all this pro-ISIS stuff on it, I didn't do it. I didn't go crazy. Just know that. Because obviously when I'm in India, I won't be watching it. So, we may have to do 550 when I get back from India, because it looks like I have a 5, oh, we're on 750, not 550. What am I doing? Yeah, what am I doing? We're low on 750. So let me do that again. Click again. Okay, so 750, I do only have one in the journal, so let's look at it. All right, here we go. The instant I is believed, all that is divided into different objects of thought. At best, there is I and all that is. Even this illusory division which must be seen through to realize truth. I is the master phantom. After I comes every phantom. Echoes of the idea I. So I really like that last line of the journal entry. I is the master phantom. After I comes every phantom, echoes of the idea I. And I could see that today. Because like I said, when I close my eyes, you know, and you know, our assignment is to find things that we're concerned about. And as I mentioned, there was some thought about my nails today because they're splitting. And again, they're splitting not across the top, but right down the middle of the nail, right? Like they might just peel right off of my fingers. So I've noticed me looking at my nails splitting and wondering what I'm going to do to prevent this splitting from occurring while I'm away in India. You know what? Just kind of wondering. I haven't actually thought about it long enough to come up with any solutions, but just looking and going, oh, you know, how am I going to deal with this? Just kind of those kinds of thoughts. So when I sat down, it kind of started with, I'm concerned about, you know, my nails splitting. I'm afraid that they're going to split, you know, horribly. I'm afraid that it's going to hurt. I'm afraid that it's going to be ugly. I'm afraid that my hands are going to look, you know, disgusting. I mean, imagine the nails peeling off, and I don't know if they would bleed or whatever, right? So just go with me on this. Almost like leprosy of the hands. You know, go with me on this. I'm afraid that, you know, they're going to look disgusting. I'm afraid that other people are going to see them and not like them. I'm afraid that people are going to, you know, lose respect for me, that people are not going to want to be with me. I'm afraid that people are going to turn their backs on me. This is where every one of them went. I'm afraid that people are going to turn their backs on me. I'm afraid that there will be no attention, that I'm not going to get any attention. I'm afraid of being completely cut off from attention. I'm afraid I won't exist. Or I'm afraid I'm nothing. Sometimes it ended there. I'm afraid I'm nothing. In fact, I posted in Sharing and Contemplation this morning, I posted one of these drill downs where I woke up late and I didn't make it into the sanctuary for Karen Worth's meditation because I was doing my homework. I put my gentle healing homework as priority. But the thought was, you at least have to log into Pal Talk so people think you're there. Even though you're not going to be there, people have to think you're there. And I'm like, what? And so I decided to use that as my concern, right? I'm concerned about not being in Pal Talk, right? I'm concerned, you know, about what people will think, right? I'm concerned that they'll think I don't care. I'm concerned that if they think I don't care about awakening together, they won't care about awakening together. I'm concerned they're going to quit coming. I'm concerned awakening together is going to fall apart. I'm concerned I won't have a direction. I'm concerned, I don't remember where it went after that, but the last thing was, I'm nothing. I'm concerned I'm nothing. Again, without a purpose or without attention, I'm nothing. I do not exist. Think about that. That's what the ego wants. A purpose and attention. And so awareness watching awareness, we don't give it that, right? You know, Michael kept talking over and over and over again about how it's just phenomena. It's meaningless. It's just passing phenomena, right? It doesn't have a purpose. It wants us to think it has a purpose. You know, this thought stream is here to help me solve this problem. It's an important thought stream. I got to solve this problem. I got to listen to this thought stream. No. It's just passing phenomena. It doesn't mean anything. It has no meaning. It has no value. This is just the ego screaming for our attention so that it can appear to continue to be me, can continue to appear to exist. So again, the last line of the journal entry says, I is the master phantom. After I comes every phantom, echoes of the idea I, even the concern that my nails are going to, you know, split horribly while I'm in India is an echo of the phantom. Because if my mind can get me to really think about these nails a lot, my mind is getting attention. It's an echo of the phantom. So I've really enjoyed, as I mentioned, today's workbook lesson, seeing this come up over and over and over again, because it's very, very clear that there is this call in the mind for attention and this fear of not getting it, of being completely cut off from attention. Because if I am completely cut off from attention, again, the I in this sentence is the ego. If I am completely cut off from attention, I will cease to exist. And that's the purpose of awareness, watching awareness. If you are watching only awareness, like Michael said, only, that means you're giving zero attention to the ego. You have turned your back on it. So that it can die and you can realize your true self. Again, the quote we were looking at, number 750, the notion of I is utter ignorance. It blocks the path to liberation. All right, thanks for hanging out with me, y'all. See you later during Susanna Marie's miniseries. Bye.
So interesting listening to Coach giving us that pep talk.